Thank you for joining me on the You Are Not For Everyone podcast. I am Jackie Henderson, and I'm a licensed mental health counselor with a specialization in holistic and somatic practices. On this podcast, we have real talk about mental health issues, including trauma, depression, anxiety, personality disorders, and much, much more. I hope that you'll enjoy the show. Let's get started. This is You Are Not For Everyone, and I'm Jackie Henderson. Today we are talking about emotional prosperity. Emotional prosperity is the ability to harness, control, and have authority over your emotions in such a way that your life becomes happy and harmonious. Many people seek emotional prosperity, even though they might not call it that. They might see prosperity in their lives as financial success and owning lots of things and material items. But emotional prosperity is really having a good hold on yourself, your emotional regulation, having peace of mind, having optimism, looking for the good in things, and taking the harder emotions and turning them into something we can use to learn positive lessons, to motivate us, to move us forward into a happier, healthier outlook in our lives. So I'm going to offer you a checklist of things to do to bring in emotional prosperity. And I'm also going to offer you some things to do to practice emotional prosperity. So first and foremost, let's start with the checklist. And financial is a big part of this. When we have financial stress, when we have overwhelm around money, it's hard to feel emotionally balanced. We get overwhelmed, we feel negative toward the world, we might be bitter toward the world, we may feel less than other people. So here are some things to do to help you with the financial piece. One is just review your spending habits monthly. Take a look at your monthly spending habits and see where your money's going. Sometimes we go through the motions of paying our bills, money comes in, money goes out, but how often do you actually sit down and write out what you're spending on extra things, money that just goes out the door on little petty things here and there, or big things, and then emergency things that pop up. So doing a monthly review, seeing where your money's going, and really keeping charge of that. You want to make sure you're setting aside some money for either savings or investments. This will help you to feel like you're gaining ground and you're not just slipping away money and it's not going down the drain. And research and use financial tools or apps. There's so many tools out there. Susie Orman is one of my favorites. She offers wonderful help for finances. There's so many people that can offer guidance on YouTube, and you can get apps to download. But there are tools and resources to help you, and they don't cost anything. It just takes time. So being able to take control of your finances and your spending will really help you to bring your emotions into a more stable place. Next is taking care of your body. You want to get into the best shape as you can. We're not getting any younger, we're only getting older, and it's very important for our emotional well-being that we live a very healthy fitness lifestyle. We want to eat well. Remember, whatever you put into your body, you're also putting into your brain and your spirit. So the food that you choose has to be nutritious so your emotions get balanced. If you're eating a lot of sugar or carbohydrates, your moods are going to go up and down because with the sugar, you get a crash. And if you want more emotional prosperity and emotional stability, you want to make sure your diet includes lots of proteins and vegetables and find ways to get these nutrients that you need so you can have a successful diet. Incorporate healthier food choices. And again, just like the finances, there's a lot of apps available now. There's information on YouTube. There's coaching you can get around nutrition. And this all helps. Even insurance pays for nutrition counseling these days. So it's important that you reach out to people and get the help you need, because don't downplay what you're eating, because what you're eating is affecting your brain health, and your brain health is affecting your moods. And regular exercise, and exercise that you enjoy. There's so many communities out there of fitness. There's cycling, there's riding bicycles, there's fitness and dance. There's lots of things to do. There's yoga studios, Pilates studios. Anything that you enjoy, you want to start incorporating on a regular basis. And if you're not a group person, you can do stuff on your own. You can go hiking, you can go for bike rides, you can do all sorts of things on your own as well. You can work out at home and go on YouTube. But you need to start exercising. This is a huge part of emotional wellness and emotional prosperity, is to take care of your fitness. Another one is taking care of your body and your skin. Some people really don't understand how important your skin is as an organ on your body. Your skin does so much for your body to protect all the insides, that we want to take care of our skin. We don't want to take it for granted. So I don't know about you, but I know when I put on really nice lotion after a shower, I feel good about myself. And when I feel good about myself, that ups my emotional prosperity. So you want to have a really nice skincare routine, something that you do for your body. And this is not just for women. Men need to take care of their skin too, because their skin ages just like a woman, and it gets dehydrated just like a woman. And it's an important organ to protect our inner organs. So we want to take care of our skin as much as possible. So be sure that you're taking care of your body. Even hygiene itself is so important, and getting into the shower on a regular basis, cleaning your body, brushing your teeth, all those things might sound like habitual things that most people do. But if you're doing it with the intention of increasing your emotional wellness, it changes everything. You're giving your body a gift when you take care of it in such a way. Create a sanctuary vibe in your home. So take a space in your home and declutter it. It could be a room, it could be just a small area, and add some type of personal touch to it, some decor, something that makes it really sweet and relaxing to you, and make this your space for relaxation or meditation. Create a little space in your home, and it doesn't have to be a big space. I have my altar, and it's just in a corner of my living room, and it's set up just for me to go there in the mornings and do my meditation practice. This creates a vibe in your home of relaxation, of meditation. And if you have kids, you'll be an inspiration to them, and they might join you in this practice when they see that you set up this cute little area, and they'll join you in this relaxation and meditation. But it's important that you have this. When you have it all set up and ready to go, it makes it easier to do a daily practice. And this practice of mindful relaxation and mindful meditation, again, helps with emotional regulation and emotional prosperity. Starting to identify stressors and working on stress-related things, stress-busting mastery. And when you can identify your major stressors, you can start to do work to remove them. We don't need to live with constant stress. Yes, life has stress. We have good stress and bad stress. We're excited about something, so we feel anxious and excited, and then it's a form of stress. We're worried about something, so we feel anxious and scared, and another form of stress. Positive and negative stress are all around us. We want to identify them and make sure we have a healthy, positive outlook toward them so we can manage them better. We want to use breathing techniques. Breathing techniques truly help stress reduction. Breathing in oxygen, deep inhales, slow exhales, helps us to practice controlling our mind, controlling our breath work, and in turn, it controls our nervous system and helps us to regulate ourselves. When we can regulate and be in control of our breathing, it trains our body to be in control of our whole entire existence as much as we can. So we want to practice that. And when you do conscious breathing exercises like the square breathing or counting while you're breathing, it helps to focus your mind on one thing. So you can't be worrying about your stress if you're doing breathwork practices. Reflect on your intake of caffeine if you're trying to relax your stress level.
if you are drinking a lot of caffeine, eating a lot of caffeine, chocolate has a lot of caffeine in it, coffee, energy drinks, there's lots of things that have caffeine. You might not even realize they have caffeine in them. But if you're trying to reduce stress and reduce anxiety in your life, you definitely want to ease up on the caffeine. And you want to make sure you have coping techniques, coping strategies for stress. How do you manage your stress? What can you do to be at ease with your stress? And it's important that if you're not able to come up with some coping techniques, that you get the help of a coach or a therapist, a counselor to help you. And I say this in almost every podcast, it's okay to get the help you need. And most therapists take insurance. Some don't. I don't. But I do offer a sliding scale to make it affordable for people. And so it's not something that you should say, I can't afford that. I don't have time for that. Well, this is a priority. Emotional health, emotional prosperity, physical health, physical prosperity should be at the top of your list of things to invest in. And so getting someone to help you is an important piece of this. But again, there's also lots of apps. There's lots of information on the internet of coping skills and ways to manage your stress. Skill up. If you want to be better at your job, take a course that makes you better at your job. If you have a passion, a dream, or a goal, figure out a path to get there. Give yourself some learning time. Become a beginner. Learn something new. Research. Go online. How can I reach this goal of mine? How have people done it in the past? You're not the first one to invent the wheel. So there's people who have done what you're trying to do, and you want to find out how they did it. Do some research so you can find the tools that you need to skill up. If you feel like you're just stuck in your job, that you're not going anywhere, you're sort of in a rut, skill up. Learn some new tools, learn some new hobbies, learn some new education courses that will help you further who you are and what you do with your work. And if you do this, it increases your emotional prosperity because you feel happier about who you are. Dedicate some time to learning. Continuous learning is so important for our brain and our mind, and to feel like we're productive human beings. And when we feel productive, we feel better about ourselves, which increases our emotional prosperity. Having power routines, both in the morning and in the evening, and establishing a morning routine is super important because that tells your mind, your body, that you're in control of the day. You're starting the day in a healthy way, whether it be sitting with your coffee and making a checklist of what to do that day, if you're lighting candles and sitting quietly with a candle and doing a quiet reflection or meditation, if you're journaling, if you're just spending some time doing some breathing exercises. Start the day with something that will help you to ground your body and set the tone and the intention for the day. Some gentle stretching is wonderful. There's lots of options, but you want to find something that you can do on a regular basis to set the tone for your day so your emotions are very baseline and even and they're not going up and down. Ending the day with a routine is very important also. You want to wind down. You want to tell your mind, your body, and your spirit, sleep is coming soon. We need to get ready for sleep. We did a great job today. You can write that down in your journal. You can ease your day with some nice breathing exercises or stretching. You can put on some nice smells on your diffuser, essential oils. You can put some essential oil balm on yourself to calm your pressure points. Turn the lights down low. Listen to some quiet music. Turn off screens. But all these things are routines to do to tell your body to wind down so you can start prioritizing sleep. Because when we get enough sleep, we are much more emotionally balanced, which causes emotional prosperity. All these things work together to make us feel our best and to really thrive in an emotional setting, in an emotional world. We want our body, our mind, our thoughts, our brain to all be integrated to be happy and to enjoy this life. And we have to do that by our daily practices. And connect, reflect, and heal. So you want to have self-reflection. You want to be able to really take a look at your life. How am I doing? How are my relationships? How am I toward myself? Am I treating myself well? How am I with my people I care about? How are my relationships with my friends? Am I being authentic? Am I being my true self? Spending some time in self-reflection is really important. Have I healed all those hurts from childhood, and am I in a healthier place? Or am I repeating patterns that I don't like about myself? Are there things I'm doing that I don't want to do anymore, but I don't know how to stop? Get some support around this, because healing and self-reflection are a huge part of emotional prosperity. Seek the guidance and help of a therapist, a spiritual guide, someone that can help you do this work. And you also want to foster deeper, meaningful relationships. And in order to have the healthiest relationships, you want to have healed all your past hurts, so you're not bringing hurts from the past into your present day. You want to have beautiful emotional intimacy. You want to be able to share yourself with another human being. And sometimes that's difficult when we're gripping the past and we're very held in a part of our lives that is unprocessed and unhealed. So being able to do this healing work will make our relationships healthier and making us stronger as people, as individuals, and as partners and friends. Making sense of our lives is a huge part of this work. We want to make sense of, how did we get here? Who am I? How did I get to be this type of person? Do I like myself? Do I not like myself? Are there some things I don't like? Are there some things I want to change? And not judging yourself, that's not a judgment. It's just self-reflection and making sense of your world. And then if there's some things that just don't make sense to you, get some support and help so you can reframe those and really move into a place where you can feel happy and healthy. So I'm going to give you 7 things to work on and to schedule into your life, hopefully on a daily basis, but if not, then definitely on a weekly basis, but I encourage more daily for these things. 1 is planning sleep time. Sleep is essential for happiness. 2 is time inward, and this is meditation, reflection, going inward and spending some time within yourself so you're comfortable in your own body and you can reflect on your own life. Downtime. And downtime is different than time in. Downtime is actual rest, sitting and reading a book, going out for a walk, not working, not being productive. This is time for you to rest and recover. Playtime. This is so important, and there's so many adults who don't think that they should be playing anymore. Well, that is baloney. You should play for the rest of your life. And enjoying some fun is important, and you can do that in many different ways. You can join a sport. You can have some fun. Pickleball's huge these days. Going out and taking a dance class, doing something fun and playful that's silly and not so organized. You know, just enjoy yourself. Connecting time. You want to make sure that you're staying involved with others and you're connecting with people you care about. Focus time. Now, focus time is when you actually do the things that you need to do to be productive. This could be writing out your bills. This could be going to work. This could be doing projects on the computer that need to get done, your taxes. So focus time is part of your schedule and routine to take care of the things that need to get done. And then finally, physical time. And this is exercise. This is actually taking care of your health, eating good nutrition, drinking lots of water. So all 7 of these things are important to do, and I will say daily, but not everyone will do everything daily, but start to think about these things and start incorporating them into your life, because emotional prosperity comes when you take care of you and you become your best self. And when you're totally balanced and you're high vibration and you're doing everything you can to take care of yourself, you're going to find that your emotional prosperity will thrive to new heights.
Thank you for joining me on You Are Not For Everyone podcast. I hope you're enjoying the podcast and that you will consider supporting the show in a few different ways. You can share it with friends, you can write a review, or you can quote unquote buy me a coffee. Go down to the episode description and click the link, support the show, and you can support us financially and just share it. Tell everyone you know. Stay well, be healthy, and I'll see you next time.